You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. This next transportation challenge doesn't involve maintenance. It's got to do with navigation. The little town of Bolinas, near Point Reyes National Seashore, is just up Highway 1 from San Francisco. But it can be sometimes hard to find the turnoff. Well, that's not by accident. It's been said that if Bolinas had a welcome sign, which it doesn't, it would read, "Welcome to Bolinas. Please keep moving." But it wasn't always that way, as KALW's Stephen Short explains in this archive installment of The Source.
When going north across the Golden Gate Bridge, or when heading southwest from San Rafael, it's highly unlikely that you will see a turnoff for the town of Bolinas. That's because area residents are known for removing any directional signs to their unincorporated village. Why is that?
Well, it is a long story, and in the 70s, yes, it was protectionism, and it was to stop tourists from finding us.
That's Elia Hallworth, the assistant director of the Bolinas Museum.
And I also curate the history room, so I've come to know an extensive amount about the history of our little town.
Reclusive residents may try to avoid attention today, but long ago, resorts on the lagoon attracted vacationers from as far away as Sacramento. And Hallworth says getting there from San Francisco involved a whole lot more than just finding the right turnoff in your car.
Well, you went in a boat, and then you had to find a horse, and then you rode over from Sausalito.
Did you hear that? You had to find a horse. Imagine that.
People traveled, you know. I think it's such a big deal to get in the car and drive an hour to Mill Valley or somewhere, but they traveled by horseback and by foot without thinking anything of it.
Now, these travelers weren't coming to today's Bolinas. It didn't exist yet.
Most of the first, there was a summer colony here before there was a town. There were big hotels right there on the lagoon, and people came and went from San Francisco regularly and Oakland.
Those summer getaways ended after the 1906 earthquake destroyed the hotels.
Which was really a loss. I wish they were still there. We could go over and have tea now, looking over the lagoon.
Well, since we can't have tea, let's time travel instead. After Spain lost control of Alta California in 1821, the Mexican government continued the patronage system of gigantic land grants throughout the territory.
And this was a land grant given to Rafael Garcia. He arrived about 1834 to claim it. It went from where Dogtown is today, all of Bolinas, all of the east side of the lagoon and Stinson Beach, and it was called Rancho Bolinas.
Garcia decided to abandon the coast and move inland a bit, where he established another rancho. This move, Hallworth says, allowed Garcia's sister and brother-in-law, Juana and Gregorio Briones, to take possession of Rancho Bolinas.
And everything was lovely until gold was discovered.
And that brought treasure hunters to the area by the thousands, especially to San Francisco, a place totally unprepared for them.
Remember, San Francisco was a tiny, tiny, not even a village, in sand dunes and fog.
Piers had to be built, homes and stores, everything.
Gregorio Briones gave permission to men that he knew in this Bay Area to start logging on his land, and I'm sure that he could never have foreseen the devastation that was going to occur.
Hallworth speculates that Señor Briones probably expected these men to harvest a few boatloads of his plentiful redwood trees, and that would be the end of it. That didn't turn out to be the case.
So suddenly, thousands of individuals were involved with this, both in San Francisco and here.
These busy newcomers soon discarded Rancho from the area's name, and they mispronounced the Spanish Bolinas as Bolines. Some people took that as a corruption of the word baleen, which is a type of whale.
And people have said, did it mean whale, did it mean? But I believe it came from the Miwok name. First of all, we believe that the native people, Coast Miwok, who lived here for at least 1,700 years, called their land Balin, and that when the Spanish finally came and started taking them to the missions, they would record the name of where they were, where they came from. And of course, they do it with the Spanish ear, for there was no written Miwok language.
So let me just ask, what did Bolinas mean?
Don't know, because the last speakers of Miwok didn't tell. You know, we don't know.
They didn't tell, and I doubt that anyone cared to ask. And that's a shame. But remember, while the whole forested rancho was called Bolinas, what we now know as the town Bolinas didn't really have a name at that time.
Where the town is today was merely called the Point. The Point was where all the shipping happened.
And the area just up the road where people lived in those days took on a nickname too, derived from its four-legged residents. But the little town called Dogtown is another story entirely, one we'll save for another day. As for a visit to Bolinas, Hallworth says,
you may have to do some looking for it.
As any quest. It's
yes, a quest, that's good.
Mythical quests of old always involved unmarked roads and the possibility of wrong turns. Those ancient quests also invariably ended with unexpected discoveries for the seeker. And the same might be said for Bolinas today, if you can find it. In Bolinas, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.